Welcome to the Dream Huge Podcast, where we'll talk with real estate investors, entrepreneurs, business leaders, athletes, and more to inspire you with their success stories so you can work hard, never give up, and dream huge. And now, let's start the show.
Yo, what is up, everybody? Happy New Year! Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Man, good to see y'all. We are back. Man, we're going to be back better and bigger than ever this year on the Dream Huge Podcast. Man, I'm super pumped. We've got the crew here today. We've got the team, the Dream Huge Podcast team, Mark Gray, slanging deals every day. How you doing, Mark?
Good, Pete, man. How are you?
Good. Excellent. We got Biggie, the three-time champ. What's up, Biggie?
What's up?
What is up, Justin Bigelow? And we've got the new champ, John Pavlansky, selling over $13.2 million this year. Man, if you guys need any help with any type of real estate, buying, selling, investing, flipping, cash flow, if you're looking for cash flow, we can help you. Anyone on this team, man, this is what we do. You know, I got asked this the other day. Today, man, I hate to call you. I know you're busy and everything. But I know you would be the guy to ask this, and I hate to even bother you, he says. I said, are you kidding me? You're not bothering me. This is what we do. So this is my message to everyone. Please reach out to us with your real estate questions, whether it be flipping, buying, selling, leasing, renting, whatever. We are the experts. We are obsessed with real estate. We'd be glad to help you guys out. Mark Gray, Justin Bigelow, John Pavlansky.
It doesn't have to be a question that leads into a sale or anything like that. Big, little, small. Even if it's a question that you think, it's stupid. Justin doesn't want to waste his time answering this question for me. Mark doesn't want to waste his time answering this question for me. Yes, we do. We want to make sure you understand everything. So,
right.
We do not charge money to give out information. We have information. We have sales data, sold data. The other question I got today also, hey, how much is land worth in my area if I sell off X amount of acres? Boom, I can help you with that. Well, I already got a buyer lined up. Sweet, beautiful. Okay. You know, I can help you with that. It's just not going to cost you anything. I'm glad to help you with whatever you need. So I want to get that out of the way. I don't know where that came from, but that's that.
Yeah.
But we are going to get back to the Dream Huge Podcast. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. And so we wanted to just jump on here real quick. And I know these other three guys are super busy as well. But like I always say, we always want to be busier. I always want to be busier. We have time in our days for you. Know that, okay? And your goals. And we want to help people succeed in 2024. We want to just give you a quick recap before we head on to our next appointments here, that a quick recap of the year, a quick year in review. Mm-hmm. So I'll let you guys go around and kind of talk a little bit about wins and losses and maybe the market in general as a year in review wrap up.
Woo! Who wants to start it off?
I'll go first. Mark will go last.
Yeah.
2023 was a pivotal year in all of our lives. And, you know, for the podcast, it's been great. We've been growing with people we've never heard of, messaging us, getting us on here, providing you guys good guests from people that aren't even local. So it's great to have new perspectives from other people from around the country. And part of doing the podcast is to learn. And that's what we do. We learn right here when we're recording. Mm-hmm. So it's live. And, you know, just for me personally, it's been a big spiritual year. You know, I let John take the reins and win this year. So, but, you know, John earned it because he did a hell of a lot of deals and put his ass to the, I mean, he just did it. And I hit a flat point, but that's because I'm training to grow higher. So this year was a big spiritual thing. And I read a lot of books. I think I read like 36 books. And that's the biggest thing. It wasn't even a goal. It was just kind of like a thing to get my mind right, reading and acquiring more knowledge. And I did deals, you know. I'm super grateful for all of the little deals I did every single month. Super grateful because it kept me alive and kept me going. And that's what I got to do. And in 2024, I'm going to take all that and go higher. So I'll pass it to John.
Well, I got to ask you a question on that, though, because I want to be more intentional on reading more because I'm a podcast guy. I'm a real guy. I'm this and that. But I think it's important that I read, especially books that have been around for hundreds of years that people find so much value out of. So share with us a little bit, what things did you gain from all the books that you read this year?
So if you ever read a book, you hear an author say, hey, as long as you take at least like two things from the book away, like there's so many words, so many concepts. As long as you take one to three concepts away from a book, that's great. You mm-hmm. can go reread it and find more. You'll always find more, especially if you read it in 5 years. You're in a different place of mind. You're going to learn more things. It's just kind of always taking away like two or three things. Like right now I'm reading Principles by Ray Dalio. And right now my current thing, I've been telling Pete and everybody else, 1 + 1 = 3. Just look it up. 1 + 1 = 3 because two people put together can triple their output. And so that's why the mastermind effect is big. And that came from Napoleon Hill, which if you want to read things that are tried and true, got to read all the Napoleon Hill books.
Mm-hmm.
Interviews with Andrew Carnegie over 100 years ago. His principle is still true because they're real. And they're almost like laws of nature. I just made a habit. When I go to the gym, I listen to a book. When I drive to the gym, I listen to a book. I used to listen to music. But I'm like, I don't want to listen to music. It feels like I'm not doing anything. And so afterwards, I would just listen to books on things that I wanted to like improve and take interest in. Whether it be sales, like spiritual mentality stuff, or just, I mean, it literally could be anything, but generally around like real estate, mindset, growth mindset, applications, and then maybe like finances. Yeah. All of those. Yep.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. And that's like I said, like one of my big goals and intentions this year is to read more. Or listen reading books more.
Yeah.
Listen more. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the key. Because me too, I'm a big music guy, so I always want to listen to music all the time. But I need to get in that mindset of listening to podcasts, listening to books, listening to something that's going to educate me, even in the schemes of just driving to a listing or driving to a showing.
And you do it enough, and it starts to become like subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
You start speaking things that you're hearing. And I would say with the music thing, though, is you read so much, go back to music. Because one of those things where you don't know what it's like until you've lost it, whatever that word is.
Appreciate it more a little bit.
Yeah, you appreciate it more and you hear it and it kind of gets you in a different energy because you took a break from the normal thing. It's almost like reading is work.
Mm-hmm.
You take a break and go to music and it's like, yeah, man, I fired up, you know. I'm going to listen to some random Creed songs. It's like, man, I'm brought back. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah,
love it.
Throw on the music.
JP, tell us a little bit about your year in review.
It's a crazy one. It was a crazy one. It was a life-changing one. One that I necessarily didn't expect. I definitely expected I was going to take a big jump this year, but nothing like I did, man. So like for the listeners that don't know, I started in March of 2022 as a realtor, and went to Dream Huge in May. I did a little like 1.7 million throughout 2022. Then this last year, as Pete had said earlier,
So let me stop right there. So 1.7 in your first year.
In my first year from March to March to December 22.
So let's just talk some numbers here. So what's that putting in your pocket?
What's that putting in my pocket? 1.7? What was that? Well, that would be probably about 50.
50K.
Yeah, about 50K-ish.
Okay, good. So
that's for half the year.
That's for half, yeah.
Yeah, 9 months. Yeah.
A lot of agents say, hey, you know, I'm starting out a little slow. I'm not sure if this is for me. That is a good solid start. There's no doubt about it. So when you had that start and you may have even gotten an award for that first year, how did that make you feel? Did you feel like you were ready to kick ass and do more and grow? Or were you thinking, man, I just don't know if I can make a go of this?
I was definitely 150% ready to grow, ready to do more. And I told you even at our awards ceremony last year that I was pissed off. I didn't want this bronze award. I was pissed off. I did 1.7. I was in the lowest tier of even getting an award. I was pissed off. I did not want it. And yeah, I mean, it was almost encouragement. Like you said, that's a good start. It's a great start. But in my eyes, I was like, not enough. Enough, man. I know I can do much more than that. And then, this year, got up to end of the year, we did 13.2 million in sales in the year. 102, and I think this might even be more important than the 13 million is 102 yeah. closings with families or businesses or investors. 102 times I was at that closing table with somebody, you know, just excited, joyed. Like that feeling is next to none. Helping somebody buy, sell, lease, being able to see them see the vision of what's next. That's almost where it was even cooler. And I helped so many people. Like the sales, the numbers, it's cool. That's where the glamour comes from. But for me, that 102 number is more important than that 13.2 number.
Yeah. Ultimate problem solver, real estate problem solver is what we are, helping people solve their real estate problems. That is freaking, that's two deals a week.
Yeah.
It's insane. Okay. So now for you to close two deals a week, this is another question I get a lot when people are thinking about getting the real estate license. Like how many hours do you think I'll have to put in, you know, per week? And how many hours a week do you put in to do 100 deals a year, 102 deals?
Pete, man, I got into real estate because I wanted to set my own schedule, you know? That's why I got into, because I wanted to set my own schedule and work what I wanted. No, that doesn't exist. You don't set your own schedule in real estate. Your client sets your schedule. I have worked probably 8 a.m. to 9, 10 p.m. every single day the entire year. And that's, and that's just the basis of it. If I get a text at 11:30, 12, I'm still, babe, one sec, let me bust my laptop out, and I'm getting down, I'm getting them some info, and I've got calls at 6 a.m. I mean, it's 24/7, whenever, always. There is no hours.
Yep.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is the latest that you heard from somebody, like in the night?
Latest, I would say.
Like even the early morning.
So Brad Part, me and him have a kind of a thing here and there, because Brad is an early riser and I am a night owl a little bit. So I'll text him. I'll be working at 11:45, 12 p.m. and I'll be sending him text, and he always texts me right back at 3 a.m. just as like I am up. So probably Mr. Part 3 a.m. But I did get a text one night at like 1:15 from a client asking a question, and I had to be up. It was a weekend night, and I was like, "Hey, I got you." And I think he even sent me a text back like, "Dude, why are you? Why are you responding to me?"
I love it. Like, I'm awake, and that's what I do.
Yeah,
I had one 2 years ago. It was in 21. The lead that came in on my phone. It was like midnight. I was still awake because I'm just like you. I stay up late. And I stay up late because sometimes the deals come through. I stood in the house at 10 o'clock that next morning and got the deal by 6 p.m. the same day. So that's the fastest deal I've ever done.
Yeah. Yeah.
In contract within 16 hours.
And what's hilarious is, just like you said, I get these realtor.com leads every night. It doesn't fail. 11 p.m., 12 p.m., 1 a.m. Yeah. I always get realtor.com leads.
I didn't expect to hear from you till the morning.
You guys to be night owls. Yeah. If that's when the leads are coming through, it makes more sense for you to be a night owl. I get it.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm sitting here saying I get up at 4 a.m. every day, and you guys are like, "You're crazy, Pete." I'm like, "Yeah, but that works for me right now."
Right.
So,
like Mark said, though, they're scrolling on their phone that late. They see how they want to talk to somebody.
Right.
People are bored. Yep. They don't know what to do that late at night, so they scroll.
Yep.
Realtor.com. Boom.
Beautiful.
I can pick back up though. So aside from that, even just the sales, I mean, I was absolutely blessed. I mean, this was just a next level year, and I'm excited for to see what the growth looks like for 2024. It's almost a little intimidating because my gosh, now I got that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's what you mean, because I'll tell you now, speaking from experience, 2018 was my best year, my second year, similar to what you're going through. And in 2018, I was like, man, I don't know how I'm going to repeat this in 2019. And 2019, my lowest year at the point. Mm-hmm. Because my mind was like, how am I going to get past this? This is crazy. Right. It's like I set the bar so high for myself, it's like I couldn't beat it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the reason why I failed.
Yeah, but if you have processes in place, if you have processes in place, yes, the market may turn down a bit. It will not this coming year. It's going to be up again this year. But if you have processes in place, you will be fine. You will always be fine. You will always have steady business.
Mental and, process too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I defeated myself. That's why it was bad. It wasn't as good. Because I was dragging myself down.
Got to have the process. Got to stay
disciplined. I mean, John did this when interest rates are at high interest rates. We lost a lot of realtors this year.
Yeah.
And John just blew right past that. Didn't even affect him.
Great point. The market was down as a whole this year, transaction wise. Yeah. And JP never had a single excuse, only results. At the end of the day, you got excuses or results, boys and girls.
He didn't look at the negativity.
Right. Give me the results every day.
And another thing too,
great job.
Right on top of that too, is I just had an appointment before I came here. And actually we were supposed to do the podcast like 20 minutes ago. So sorry, fellas. So give you my apology now. I was showing this building down here and a contractor came and he looked at me and said, this is your realtor? You look a little young to be a realtor. I said, yeah, man, 23 years old. Sure am. You got to embrace it. You can't say, oh, I'm a little younger. You know, I'm trying to get my feet wet. You know, embrace it. Yeah, 23, man. Getting after it, brother. How are you? You know, just right into it.
So
yeah,
why is that? Why, you're new, you're young. Why are you not shy? Why are you not timid?
Because that's not going to get you any business. I told myself, like, when I was first walking in, I remember walking into multiple showings, appointments, even walking into the Dream Huge office for my first time attending a meeting. Like, my mind is telling me, holy shit, I'm scared. I'm terrified of what's going to happen. I'm scared. But then I just intentionally told myself, dude, and I looked down at my little bracelet that I had. I snapped her off. But I looked down at my little bracelet I had from Uncle G, from Uncle Grant Cardone, that said, don't be a little bitch. And I just did it. And I walked in with confidence. And I talked confidently because I said, if I walk in here and I'm confident, then it's going to glow and I'm going to have success. I walk in here and I'm timid and act like a little bitch, then that's the results I'm going to get too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's great.
Don't be a little bitch.
Hey, wherever you find your motivation, and now that's shifted, and I can see that, and it has shifted, and I see this happen, and this happened with me. The shift goes from that to, hey, I'm taking the pressure off of myself because I'm just here to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you start shifting, like, hey, they don't care necessarily about how I look or what I say or how I say it. It's about just helping others.
Yep.
And then that takes the big, you know, relief, you know, stress, pressure off of yourself because, you know, you're there to help other people out, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, all the other little stuff, it doesn't matter as much as the stigma around it makes it seem. The clothes, the way you speak, you know, just being incredibly proper and not cursing, you know, that it's all about helping people. And if you come with that mindset and you come from that standpoint, That's all you got to do. That's all
people
you got to do.
People are too worried and too afraid about what people think of them. Oh, they're going to think, what are they going to think of my image or how I look or what I say or how I talk? They're so worried about them, but they don't worry. They're not thinking about that. They're thinking, how can this guy help me out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they're thinking about.
People care more about themselves.
Right.
Yes. So when we embrace that and we help them help themselves.
Bingo. You know,
we're not selling, we're helping.
Absolutely. Now let's talk.
I gotta go, so
oh, I Biggie's gotta go. All right. Later, Biggie. Thank you for a great year. Let's do it bigger and better this year, man. Looking forward to it. Appreciate you.
Woo. See ya.
See you, brother.
Oh, in the meantime, Candace wants to say hi. Come on, Candace. Come on over. Cause Candace had a great year.
Yeah.
You're only about 1 year in. 1 year? 2 years? Not even a year? Candace Mama, kicking ass, Mama too. G. Come on, so I want Candace to say hi.
What up, Candace?
So thank you for an amazing year. Candace is going to do bigger and better this year as well, man. She does an awesome job of taking care of people. You know what? She was another one. Had confidence from day one. You know, and it shows.
Was in the office every day one.
Yep. Thank you very much, Candace.
Now, Pete. What do you say? Yes. What do you say? We talked about some real estate. We talked about some buying and selling. We talked about some mindset stuff. But we got one more guy to talk to about their 2023.
Yep.
No, we got two more. We got two more.
Yep.
We got two more. You're right. Sorry. But this guy, I know, he did an awful lot of investing this year.
Yep.
So I'm excited to talk to this guy. Big Mark the Shark.
That's right, baby. Mark Gray, finding deals every day.
Yeah. So 2023 is kind of like a blur. It happened so freaking quick, and it's already over with.
Yeah.
So my main focus isn't really sales, even though I do enjoy selling and helping other people out. But my main focus is investing and flipping and getting the deal. I want to do as much as I possibly can. I want to revitalize Mansfield and get it up so people can afford houses that wouldn't normally afford it. I want to get the community up. I want to bring everybody up. My main focus is flips, and 2023, I think I've learned that systems is pretty big for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to get the systems down. I want to get the process. I don't want to be jumping back and forth all the time. So before this year, I was always go out there. I got to find a flip. I find a flip. And now I actually jump in there and I hire the contractors and I do all that stuff. And then I do all that. I go out to Home Depot. I buy all the products. I do all that. And then I sell it. Then I list and sell it. And then when I'm done with that, I restart the process. So I'm being the person that's working the deal all the way through. This year, I'm trying to change it up. I'm trying to be the one guy and have the systems do the deal for me.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find the deals. That's my job this year.
Yeah.
Find the deals. Let the rest
all
of
right, so work. There are no secrets in real estate. There are no secrets anywhere, right? Because the playbook has been written. You simply have to be disciplined and follow the instructions. So I'm curious, where do you find your deals?
My main deal lead source is auctions, foreclosures.
Yeah.
Yep. It's everywhere online.
Yeah.
All you got to do is look.
Now, Mark.
All you got to do is look. They're out there for everybody, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what this, and Mark and I have partnered on some of these flips as well, along with a good friend of ours by the name of Dave Litt. He may even be listening to this at some point. But there are no secrets. It's out there for everybody. And there's no way that we could do and afford to do all the flip opportunities available. You know, we will do a couple at a time. I'm just being, you know, full transparency here. We're doing a couple to maybe a handful of flips at a time is the most that we can tackle. So therefore, if you're looking to do a flip, who would you go to? Someone that's never done a flip, or someone that is well versed in it, knows flips inside and out, knows auctions inside and out. I'm just saying that's a great tool that you have, Mark, that you can use not only for yourself and for our partnership, but for helping others as well. And you said absolutely. It, man. You know, the rewarding part of doing flips is fixing up neighborhoods, fixing up houses. Yep. When I got into the business before COVID, almost every house we showed was dated. You very rarely listed an updated house. It was crazy. And now it's like, after COVID happened, after the prices actually made sense for flippers to come back into the market, it's been amazing. So that's, like you said, helping neighborhoods, helping, you know, fix homes, giving people updated homes to move into where they don't have to do a single thing and they can finance the whole entire thing almost.
Yeah.
You know, that is very cool and rewarding. So I love that, Mark.
Yeah. No, a lot of people don't have the time to actually go in there and rehab the house for themselves. And they want an updated house.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, Mark, what do you say to somebody who's a new investor and they say, well, auctions are terrifying. I don't even know what the house looks like. I can't go inside of it. You got to take the risk.
Yeah. No risk, no reward. I bought multiple houses sight unseen, and those are sometimes the best ones, man. But then mm-hmm. you also have ones that cut it pretty close.
Yep.
So no risk, no reward.
Yep. You're going to lose money on some, unfortunately, but you're going to make more than you anticipated on others.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it all averages out.
So what's your goal this year, Mark, for flips, or do you have any numbers, or well, what are you shooting for?
Yeah. So five flips a quarter would be the basic goal. Yeah.
So five flips every 4 months.
Yep.
20 a year. Love it.
Now I would like to do 100 a year, but
yep.
I don't know if there's going to be 100 flips
systems,
this year.
As you put systems in place, you can scale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Mark, I have two clients right now that are burning and turning flips like crazy. I talked to a guy today. Pete heard a little bit of the conversation. He's got five flips going on right now.
Yeah.
And exactly like you said, he's so hands-off where he doesn't even know what's going on most of them. He probably hasn't even been inside most of them because he has the systems, he has the processes. It's all numbers game. Once he finds the right deals and the numbers work, then it's a go.
Yeah, exactly.
And once you get a couple going or even five, it kind of becomes nicer and easier because your crew can stay busy.
Right.
If this is painting, if you're holding off on this property because of this, you can go to this property. Or if you're waiting on this contractor for this, you can move them over to the third place. You know, and we can jump around as needed. We can stay busy and keep everybody happy and making money rather than waiting. So it's almost, the more you do, it almost gets easier.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. We got another 2023 recap.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no, this has been an amazing year, man. I mean, it's been crazy. Look behind me. Dream. I got the mural up here. So thankful for my team to do that, set that all up for me. Man, it's a one-of-a-kind mural. I just freaking cry every time I look at it. It's like very surreal to me. Very thankful for this awesome team here at this real estate entrepreneur incubator that we got going on here. You know, we are much more than a real estate brokerage. I'm just coming to realize that. We are a real estate entrepreneur incubator, okay? What's that? And a family. And a yep. family, says Candace, and she's exactly right. Yes, family first. Love it. Love my family here at Dream Huge. But that's how we really build and help each other succeed, is helping each other find opportunities, do different things in real estate, whether it be buy and hold, whether it be flip, whether it be buying and selling, but really helping each other out and just leveling up and just having that light, kind energy that we all attract each other to. And I say that, and I talk about energy a lot. We're all here for a reason because we have a light, kind energy. We are all go-getters. We are all looking to help others first, and that it really helps drive success for everyone here. So I'm super excited about that. But as far as the numbers, you know, overall, I still have to tabulate the final numbers. Overall, sales may be down just a tad. I still have to pull in from all the other boards and get a final tabulation on that. We may be up or even on the year. But you add into that property management, which we added within the past couple of years, and that has took off to the moon. So with that and the flips that we've been so fortunate to do, and we have picked up a few buy and holds as well. But the main thing is, from the brokerage side, is just continuing to help folks with their real estate problems because we are well-versed in it ourselves. You know, we talk about, you know, you got a good game, you talk a good game, but do you have a good game? Yes, we do. You know, we got a good game.
Yeah. Can you play ball?
We have $12 million worth of real estate. Okay, it's not by accident. That was over 20 years of investing, trial mm-hmm. and error. And we can help you achieve that. Plus, you know, these two guys on this podcast here, Mark and JP, you guys are going to have more than me and all put together. I mean, if you keep it up, because I'm getting old already. Oh. But happy to be here. That you know, recap. You know, the Dream Huge podcast has been amazing. We got a guy coming on Monday, Austin Rutherford, that JP lined up, and he's got over 300,000 followers on Instagram. Okay, so we're going to be reaching out. We're going to be getting some big guns on the show this year.
because it adds value. It adds value to us. It adds value to the listeners. And again, we're going back to helping others.
And it's cool for us to talk to some of these guys, man. They teach us things. Somebody just asked me yesterday, how do you connect with Sal Sortino? We had him on the podcast, chopped it up with him, and we made a connection. And I talked to him consistently, and we stay connected. And these guys, I mean, they want to be connected with other like-minded people, especially people that are getting after it and grinding. And it's awesome talking to all the people we get to on the podcast. I'm excited about the next level of the podcast we're trying to achieve this year.
Yeah, that's it. And the real estate investing world is actually pretty small, which is crazy because everybody invests in stocks, you know, in bonds, and everybody does, I don't know, what other types of invest, like everyone, right? Everyone has a mutual fund of some sort or online stock trading account. But when you really dive in and start talking to the movers and shakers who are doing real estate investing, it's a tight-knit group. It's a family. Mm-hmm. It's another family. And we are part of that. And like you said, you know, Sal Sortino, Austin Rutherford, these guys are big players in the game, but it's actually a small, tight-knit community. A lot of the folks here in Mansfield, you know, and we all help each other out. So if you're wanting to be part of that group, man, it's easy as reaching out. But let me get back to the property management real quick and shout out, you know, Rebecca and Ivana and the team, Christina, Caleb, Zach, you know, and they do an amazing job of growing property management. There's people over there that I haven't even met yet that they're bringing on board. Christina's like, yeah, we hired two more people. I'm like, awesome. You know, it's like, I can't even keep up. So that's how fast that business is growing again. And people are calling, begging for us to do that. It's a little bit different than going out and trying to get a listing for somebody. When we go to try and get a listing, it's like, hey, here's what we do for you. Here's our listing appointment. These are the things we can offer for you. We're competing against all these other brokerages. So this is what we do better than them. And we break it down, how we add value. And we're fighting to get the listing sometimes. With property management, they're calling us. They're like, please take our business. We want you. We live in Florida and we need somebody to watch this. We don't care what you charge. Would you please watch over our property for us and collect the rents and take the midnight phone calls? And we're like, yes, we'll help you. We will help you out. So it's just been an amazing business. And the brokerage as well. And a shout out, you know, again, Mark, John, you guys are amazing. And everybody on the team as we continue to grow and spread positive energy. So what else am I forgetting? A year in review. Anything else I'm leaving out?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I don't think so. We could run through our 2024 goals, but I think we're already getting to some deep time here. So
yeah, we are. It was supposed to be a short one and we're over 30 minutes already. So one of my goals for 2024 was definitely give back to the community and more intentionally. You know, I have a passion for fitness. And so I'm looking to do some after school fitness stuff down here at the Friendly House. I really want to get that ramped up and whatever else it may be that we can continue to give back to the community that gives so much to us.
Agreed. So. Agreed. 100%. And I don't think I gave any of my goals either. I've got my first employee on. So that's a big goal for me.
Yes. Shout out McKenna.
Shout out McKenna Campbell, man. She came on as my transaction coordinator here. We've been 4 days strong this week on getting her all set up and trained. So I'm super, super, super jacked about that. So by the end of Q1, I want to have everything pretty much systemized and ready to go where it's seamless for us and our processes. And I think that's going to help me and my another goal that I have in growing by 25%. Growing by 25% to 16.6 million next year. And the real goal though is 20 million. That's what I'm really shooting for. But, I want to grow by at least 25%. So.
Yeah, buddy. Those are some big amazing number, goals. Man.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hey, we're huge dreamers around here, right?
Pretty yes.
Dreamers, the biggest.
All right, y'all. Mark, any final thoughts? Awesome stuff, man. Thank you.
No, if anybody listening wants to jump on here and talk, has a story they want to tell, let us know.
Great point. Yeah, absolutely. We love to have anybody on, man. Not necessarily talking real estate. We have athletes. We have freaking rock stars, movie stars. I mean, we've had all types of industries on here, entrepreneurs. someone with just a message to share. So we'd be glad to have you on. All right, y'all. We're going to keep on rolling. We're late for our next appointment.
But
thank you for listening. Yes, JP.
Remember the rules.
Yes, remember the rules. John Pavlansky, Mark Gray. Remember the rules. Pete Peterson. Work hard. Never give up. And dream huge, baby.
Yeah.
Woo.
See y'all.
Thank you for listening to the Dream Huge podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. For more inspiring content, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dream Huge Realty and on TikTok at Dream Huge Inc. Until next time.